They say that you haven't done this yet, but they say there's three phases to the game. Uh-huh. You play, you coach, you umpire. Got this uniform for you, Mike.
Well, I tell you, that's how I got into the interviewer part. They keep me around the game.
Right. And
it took me ultimately to a whole nother level, getting in the professional part of it and this and that. But I tell you what, when it comes to them parents, that's one thing I had from day one. When I had my meeting, I let them know, number one, I'm the star of this program. Parents, you sit in the stands. You ain't got nothing to do with what goes on the field. I cut all that, nip all that stuff in the bud.
I tried. They just started getting stronger and stronger. And I started getting, to be honest, just tired of it.
Yeah.
Just like, why? You don't play for me. Your kid do. But you see it now. It's even manifest. It's bad now, Mike.
Just travel ball and daddy ball combined. Nah, that's what you got today.
So we did a tournament last weekend down here in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And because of COVID, they decided that no one could sit in the entire complex. You know, they have the 4 fields back to back.
Yeah.
And there's a building in the middle that's got the concession on it. So we're on one of those type of things. No one could sit on the pavilion. No one could sit from the home plate side of the dugout all the way around to the other home plate side. So all fans had to sit back of the dugout, down the foul lines, in the outfield. We hadn't played 3 innings before. Umpires were coming up to me going, "This is great. We don't have to listen to any fans."
Hey, you know,
coaches was like, "I like this. Can we do this all the time?" We were doing it because of COVID. You know, they thought if they got everybody out there, you know, and they got their mask on, whatever.
Yeah.
So they just didn't want them back there. People don't want the parents.
Well, that was one advantage of playing on the road like we did so much.
Yeah.
I didn't have no parents at the game. It was always us. We came a little crew.
Why you didn't tell me? I'd have bought a bus from you.
Well,
kept breaking down.
All my secrets now.
Mike, your bus broke down. And then you would leave people.
That's not more than once.
And you would leave them. I remember them kids saying, "Hey, I was late for the bus." I said, "What happened?" He said, "He left me."
Oh, no.
All right, Mike ain't left.
You leave at 4 o'clock. You could be walking down the street at 4 o'clock in 30 seconds. I'm still pulling off and ain't letting you on the bus.
Well, that gets you ready for college because
– ready for the next level. You walk out on that field in college late, you might as well drop your uniform for your college career over with.
Right, right. Yeah, we did a lot of stuff. We had a lot of fun, Mike. And we never disrespected any kids or other programs. You know, I think we did it right. I do. I wouldn't change anything we did.
Except for I beat you more often though.
Well, yeah, you would, but that would be hard. I'm gonna tell you what my secret was to beating you. I can tell you now because we ain't getting ready to play.
Tell me your secret. I want to hear it, Mr. Morgan.
Pitching. As long as you ain't pitching Tyrone Triplett, I'm good.
I had some horses too now.
You did.
We hooked up in some good games now. You got to admit.
Yeah. That.
I'm about to tell you some of your best games you ever had in your career.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But see, you had all the free swingers.
Bobby.
I'm putting the bunt down. I'm still in the base.
Well,
I'm not saying you didn't play.
Everybody didn't have Marcus Nettles who could put one down and run the first base in a 3-3 now.
Well, once I got Marcus to understand that you can't steal first base, but if you get the first, that's a triple. Boom. And I guess the secret, too, was I had Dennis bone break.
Yeah.
Dennis, I mean, I'm good at coaching. Dennis is a genius at 2 things, recruiting and writing the perfect lineup.
And Dennis, you know, got to find that money, too, now.
Well, yeah.
You got to find that money.
Yeah. They did. He did. And for those of you all that don't know who Dennis Bone Break is, he's the last hippie in America. okay?
With the longest beard I ever seen.
But he did a lot for kids on the east side of Chicago, south side, as far as just getting them opportunities to play baseball. I mean, he gave me my first team. I was 19 years old. I was still playing. And guess who my starting pitcher was on my first team? Ooh, Marvin Freeman.
Oh, Lord.
13 years old, throwing darts. You know, but Dennis Gate, I mean, he gave kids opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, and then we started coaching together and it really got ridiculous. But just a lot of fun. And I know a lot of people shout out, bow down, whatever, great guy, Haley, Joe Haley.
Yeah.
Well, we had, in the early days, we had some battles with JRW too. And just the whole thing of how that all that started. JRW, South Shore, Southeast Little League, Southside Little League. You know,
it was going strong in the day. Rosemore,
yes.
You had baseball all over the city. Now,
yes,
you hard pressed to find a league.
And I guess if we mention the names, I guess we got to mention Rick Atru and, of course, Leroy Franklin.
Yeah, well, you know, what people don't understand, we all go way, way back. I remember Rick in the 80s and Leroy is a legend in himself. So Leroy was my mentor, my friend. And Leroy brought both of us into the scouting business with the New York Mets.
For us. And when I show people my old cards and stuff from coach, from scouting, and they looked at you like, wow. You know, but we were actual full-fledged scouts. Leroy went and got a uniform. I'm still trying to figure that out. But Leroy.
Bill Fabian.
Yes.
Rick.
You know, Dan Dirks.
Dan Dirks.
And he's still out there. Dan out there doing it. You know, we these guys is all legends. And what, I mean, shout out to the new guys that, like, we talking now 40 years later, 30 years later. They're going to have the same conversation one day about themselves. Rob Fletcher doing great things. You needed Rob Fletcher when you was the head coach at Olive Harvey.
He wasn't there then. He's 80.
I know. But I'm just saying, you had a – they got a baseball guy as the AD.
Yeah.
You was trying to get them to just put a field there. So – how things progress. So you got Rob Fletcher. Let me see who else is out there. You got Kenny Fullman. Kevin Cole.
And all of them.
The late Roe Coleman.
They was walking around with, what you want to say, diapers on with me and you was out there doing it. And they in the forefront, but they don't understand. In essence, we paved the way for this.
Yes, yes.
You know, a lot of people don't know that. You know, they don't know the dues we paid. They don't know what we put into it. I mean, you know, we was enjoying it. We was doing it for the love of the game. We wasn't getting rich. We wasn't making.
We didn't get paid at all.
They don't know that. It was the love of the game.
We didn't get
they didn't come up and they getting little grants and little stipends for coaching.
Oh, we get none of that.
We get none of that. We don't know nothing about all that stuff.
No, and I mean, that's taking it to the next level. But we didn't get that. So when
getting these guys, you know, they both boasting on Facebook and this and that about this person signed with this school, this person. Look, we picked up the phone and made calls for these guys and got them in the schools way before they was doing that stuff, before they even knew about that kind of stuff.
Dennis Bonebreak picked up the phone literally after Emil Brown graduated from Harlan. That summer, Emil Brown played with our travel team. Damn, that dude could hit. But anyway, Dennis picked up, because he said, where are you going to school? He said, I don't know. Nowhere right now. Yeah. Dennis made one phone call. Was it Miami-Dade in Florida. Next thing I know, season over with, meal on the plane, and the rest is history.
The rest is history.